So this one here, it's a dealer's choice. I basically got to pick anything.
And how difficult was that?
Honestly, it is harder, but I just kind of started scrolling through, like, I don't want to give anything away. So
let's get to the synopsis.
I'll get to the synopsis. A guy who's good at killing helps a young girl and stuff happens.
A guy good at killing. Is so it John Taken. No. Yeah, it's not John Wick. John Wick's a dog. No.
So I wouldn't pick Taken just because that's why you said it.
Liam Neeson.
The first one was actually decent. It was good. And then the rest of them happened. And then all the other films that were much better than it came out.
Yeah.
So this is a bit of an older film.
What film is it?
It's Leon the Professional.
Yeah, I have no idea.
He said
that
Logan,
is.
Right?
Yeah, Logan the Professional.
Logan the Professional.
I've never heard of this movie. Yeah. So this
I remember seeing it a long time ago, and it's a good movie for the time. It's an action movie, but it's just kind of cool because he's like an assassin. So
okay.
Welcome back to Flipper Flicks. I'm Tim.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Tim.
I'm Adam.
I thought I was gonna give you that.
I know. I was like waiting.
That's all he's got. That's all she wrote.
That's all I got.
Yeah.
But we got a movie from the 90s.
What?
Straight out of the 90s.
94.
It's barely younger than Sam.
This one was a dealer's choice.
Nice. And Tim was said dealer.
Oh, yeah.
I was the dealer. And I hadn't seen it in a while. But I knew it was a good film from back in the day. So I was like, why not? So I picked Leon the Professional. I actually think, is it just called The Professional? But like his name's there, because if you look at the cover of it, it literally just says The Professional.
It's
and then
really
like the title
weird because
up.
If
yeah.
you search Leon, mm-hmm. it shows up as Leon is the name of the movie, not Leon the
it
Professional.
Does.
Oh, yeah.
It's really weird.
Weird.
And then I think Rotten Tomatoes it just calls it The Professional.
What the fuck? They don't know what to call
nobody
this
knows
movie.
What this movie is called. But it is both Leon the Professional and The Professional. Mm-hmm. But carry on, Tim.
Yeah. So I think everybody will recognize the three main characters. Jean Reno, I think that's how you say his name, plays Leon. And then Gary Oldman, who I forgot was in this film. And then Natalie Portman, which is like she's
11.
A baby.
Literally 11.
Baby.
Yeah.
And it's really kind of freaky.
It is very odd. Because she doesn't sound anything like her, but she has her face. And you're just like,
I know. Your face hasn't changed.
No, it does. Yeah. 12-year-old Matilda is reluctantly taken in by Leon, a professional assassin, after her family is murdered. An unusual relationship forms as she becomes his protege and learns the assassin's trade.
Does she, though?
Yeah.
She learns how to snipe people.
She does. Yeah. That's true. She does start. She does start.
Yeah, sort of.
And Danny Aiello's here teaching her, being his bank.
Yeah, mob boss.
Yeah, yeah.
That money never existed.
Yeah. It doesn't exist.
It doesn't exist.
Well, it exists, but that guy keeps it.
Yeah.
He's never going to give you it. You could never withdraw all of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just thought it was funny that he gives Leon like 1,000 and then Matilda, he's like, here's 100.
He's 100 to get you started.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shoot. But
I also enjoyed how like he was like, oh, you don't want to bring a woman in. Nope. Yeah. They're just trouble.
Well, you can tell he's very just manipulative. Like obviously Leon was very, you know, just like her in this, like, he probably found him as a kid and like he didn't know how to read or anything. So
yeah,
kind of brought him up into the trade. Right. And then acted like a father figure, but not really.
Yeah. Well, and it sounded like there was a backstory or something because he was like, remember that girl when I first took you in?
Yeah.
You were all tore up.
Yeah.
I don't know the exact verbiage, but it was something like that.
Now, I know that the actor wanted to play him to be kind of, I don't know, slower. To make it less like you're going to think they're actually physically engaged.
Right.
Oh, okay.
He wanted him not to be like that quick-witted, like skeezy, like assassin.
Yeah.
He wants him quiet and dumb.
But composed.
Yeah.
Had a now, bit I of do a... remember, but...
Have you seen this?
Yeah, I saw it a long, long time ago.
Like in the 2000s, the 90s, when?
Last week.
Not sure.
2010s.
It would have been... No, it would have been, like, at the latest, early 2000s.
Okay.
Mm. This like, is I a very Tim-esque movie.
Yeah, I haven't seen this in a long time. There was very specific things I remember from this film that were to the T, but, like, I haven't seen it that many times, so I don't... Their relationship was definitely awkward to me.
Yeah.
she was very weird. And then, like, I couldn't tell because I remember him becoming like a father figure, but then she started saying weird shit. And then he doesn't really like deny any of it. So I'm like even more weirded out. But...
There was more of it originally.
Oh, God.
Yeah. They were like, there's apparently a scene where he just straight up turns her down, but she just straight up is like, will you be my lover?
Ew.
Oh, God.
And he turns her down. Apparently, when they screened that, there was a lot of like, am I supposed to laugh at this?
Right. Like
awkward laughs. And they're like, it kind of ruined the tone of the film.
Yeah. Well, like the stuff they kept in there kind of ruins the tone of the film. Like you're like, what? Because I don't know. You can tell he doesn't necessarily turn her down, but like he's not necessarily down with it, so it's just it's weird, like
yeah,
it's in that gray area and I don't like it.
Yeah, no, I'm not. It was very uncomfortable.
Yeah, exactly.
definitely. And you know he's a psychopath because he drinks milk.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, what was up with like only drinking milk and then making her drink milk?
I don't know.
He didn't eat anything else. He just drank milk.
Hey dude, he had cornflakes and spaghetti sauce all prepped okay. for her breakfast.
Yeah, for her.
I know.
He just needs milk, man.
He's on that milk diet.
That mother's milk diet.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
We only drink milk from mother.
Oh, my God.
Well, between that and then Gary Oldman, like, breaking his neck over pills before he talks to people, yeah, you're like, what is happening in this movie?
Gary Youngman.
Yeah, Gary Young.
Yes, very Gary Youngman.
He also has the standard everyone meme. Mm-hmm. That's very popular. He said it's the most quoted thing when somebody sees him.
That's really funny.
Yeah, people go up to him and says everyone. Now here's where it gets funnier, because he talked to one of the sound guys before he did this because he didn't want to fuck his ears. Because the boom people, they're hearing everything a bit louder than everybody else.
Sure. Yeah, they have to pick up everything, yeah.
Well, that was an improv scene.
Oh, man.
So he went over to the dude and was like, hey, okay, you're going to want to take this off. And then the director, Luc Besson, was like, I love it. We're doing that. We're keeping it.
That's awesome.
Because originally it was just like, send everyone.
Yeah. It's much better.
Everyone. But Sam and Leon agree on plants.
Yeah. His little BFF plant. And then the fact
that
like,
was pretty great.
He walks past her. He'll be like diving across his apartment, saving his plant. I'm like, yes.
Yeah, he has to like grab it real quick. Yeah. It's his best friend.
Yeah.
I know. Well, at one point I thought it was a fake plant.
I did too.
Yeah. It probably was at certain points, but.
Like, it probably is a fake plant for the movie, but. He was like watering it like leaf by leaf. And
yeah,
I
think that's what made me think like, is he just dusting it off? Like, what's happening here? Like, I know for like bonsais, you mist them, but you don't like wipe them down.
Mm-mm.
It was weird.
Yeah, I think he was just doing that as like a comfort thing. It wasn't really any necessity to it.
Probably.
Yeah, he rubs each leaf 3 times.
Yeah.
So that bad things don't happen.
Yeah.
Now, I want to know, how do you react when a grown man comes up to you and just starts sniffing you?
Right.
just sniffing.
Well, that's what's weird. Because he's like, he can sniff out like lies or whatever the hell he says. Mm-hmm. And then he literally sniffs him.
Yeah.
I know. He can smell crime.
Yeah, exactly.
He can smell crime, exactly. Probably should smell himself. Whoa.
Oh, there you go.
Dude, and then you got the dude with the dreadlocks that just looks super out of place. Like,
mm-hmm. Yeah, it just doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think that's part of it, though. Like, you're tricked into thinking, like, these guys are only mob bosses. Like, they're not undercover cops or anything.
Yeah.
And I think that's the whole point. And I was like, I get it. It's still weird.
Yeah.
It's very weird. Yeah.
I definitely thought he was lying when he said he was working for the DEA, like earlier on before we actually see him like go into the building. I'm like,
right.
This is just because like that's what people would do in movies nowadays. They'd be like, oh, yeah, I work for the DEA or whatever. And then,
yeah,
like you'd find out it's a lie. So I was like waiting for the shoe to drop and I'm like, oh, shit, he actually works there.
Yeah, he walks into the building and yeah, everything.
Exactly. I was like, man, Gary Oldman with his patchy beard works at the DEA.
Before he becomes Commissioner Gordon.
Yeah, exactly.
Serious black.
The grenades go off and he lives somehow. And then he's like, you know what? I got to change things. And he becomes a good guy.
Got to grow out his beard.
Is he a good guy or a bad guy in The Fifth Element? It's been so long.
Bad guy.
Another Luc Besson film.
Yeah, he makes a phenomenal bad guy.
Yeah.
He makes a phenomenal guy.
Well. That's true. He does, yeah.
Young man, old man.
Can't really complain about anything he does.
Yeah.
I know. He's fantastic. But one of the things that caught me out of place, and I figured this out, was their apartments were supposed to be like really shitty, right? Like,
mm-hmm.
like just a piece of shit place that they were living in.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like when they first, the beginning. But they had these ornate like banisters going up the staircase. And I'm like, what's going on with that? The apartment scenes were all shot in France.
Oh.
So that building is probably over 100 years old.
That's probably how it is. Like ornate banisters. More normal. The inside. Because I was trying to remember the Airbnb we stayed at in Prague. And I feel like the exterior looked like really nice. And not that it was shitty on the inside, but the inside you could tell was old. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like the elevator was like teeny tiny. So
that was probably the newest feature inside.
Yeah. So I could see
probably.
It. But I was enjoying all of the cinematography shots of like through the stairwells at the beginning. I was like, ooh, this is very nice. Yeah. Top down, you get all the lines. I was like, very good, very good.
There were a couple moments in this film at the beginning where I was like, that line was just really cheesy. And I know it's an action film and I know it's from the 90s.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to remember, I don't even remember what the line was, but I wrote this down. I was wondering, like, we find it really cheesy now. It's been about 30 years since this film was out. I don't know if it was cheesy then, right? Like, that could have just been the style of writing.
I'm sure it was.
Yeah.
I mean, action films were known to have, like, cheesy one-liners and stuff. So,
yeah.
I feel like it was, like, a staple for them. So then, like, you're like, oh, you gotta expect the cheesiness. And now, I feel like it was cheesy back then.
I'm wondering if, like, Marvel comic book universe, MCU, I wonder if a lot of their movies with the little quips that they have will eventually turn into, like, just cheesy.
Cheeseball.
Some of them are cheesy.
Probably like, not for
Captain America
a long
has a
time.
Lot of them.
Like they would have to become, like, 5 generations from now. They would have to become non-mainstream. And then become like pop culture and then go into like a, oh man, this is an old movie that used to be really good. And then people will watch it. And it's like, this is corny as hell. Like, you know,
well,
like that's how I feel it'll evolve because there's too much, like even our parents and like we grew up on it. There's a liking of it. And then, you know, we spread it to our children and then those children like it. And then, so it'll probably eventually dilute as other new stuff comes out. But I think it would take generations for it to become like a, extremely cheesy movie, but that's not to say that a lot of the stuff that happens or is said isn't cheesy or anything.
I can do this all day.
Yeah. But he calls himself out, which is fantastic.
He makes fun of himself in the of Endgame, so it's fine.
So good.
But it wasn't fine for years.
No, exactly. And that was the point.
I don't know. I was curious because comedy changes and whatnot, right?
It does. Mm-hmm. It does, yeah. I just think it'll take a long time for any of those to be seen as like, I mean, if you already see them that way, that makes sense. But there's no like flipping somebody. Yeah. Yeah. If there's no flipping somebody from like liking it to like immediately think it's good. Now, maybe some of these people grow up and they're like, yeah, it's corny. Because like, I definitely don't remember a lot of this film. And it was definitely cheesy a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remembered like some of the action scenes and thought they were cool. And I still think they're pretty cool. I expected a lot of ridiculousness with the action scenes in this. And I really didn't see that. Like some of it, yeah, was just kind of like over the top, but it's an action movie, whatever. Or like some of the stuff he did, like hang from the ceiling and then his somehow core. Bend backwards up.
Like his core, what? Man. Yeah. Dude, milk and crunches all day.
Yeah. They show him working out. So there you go. He's got the core strength.
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah. They make a point to tell you he has the core strength multiple times.
Yeah.
Do you like how the way he trains Matilda is the exact opposite of every video game that we've ever played? In video games, they're like, here's a knife. Okay, now you've upgraded to a pistol. And then you just get bigger and bigger weapons. He's like, no. You start with the biggest weapon possible. And then at the end, you learn the knife.
But it's funny, though, because that is more accurate. Realistic, in my opinion.
Oh, like, yeah.
A rifle like that basically does everything for you. All you need is the knowledge of, you know, wind and stuff like that and the distance and everything and your hold and stuff. And whereas, like, a knife... Yeah, sure, you can stab and slash with it, but to be skilled with a knife takes a lot of training.
Especially
a rifle, yes, it takes a lot of training, but like up to a certain distance, it's pretty easy. Like it's pretty straightforward.
Yeah. I just found it funny. I was like,
it's I've pretty been funny. Taught That's a good wrong. Take on it, yeah. Yep.
The video games lie to you.
Right?
What the hell?
It's because you want the big guns.
Yeah.
You do. He does use an explosive at the end, though.
Mm-hmm. He does. Yeah.
I was glad that Gary Oldman didn't get away with it. That would have been a lot sadder. Like, I was happy that he blew up.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I was also satisfied that he didn't live.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what me and Adam said.
It made sense.
Yeah.
You know, it was sad, but it made sense.
Yeah.
Right. And you know what's even better?
There's no sequel.
There's no sequel. Mm-hmm. And the original ending was supposed to be Matilda.
Oh, her blowing up?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
That would have been interesting.
Yeah. It was too depressing, they said, to see an 11-year-old, 12-year-old girl go from being this innocent little child to blowing herself up as a thing of vengeance.
Mm.
They thought it too dark.
I feel like they would do that now, though.
I'm cool. Yeah,
in 20 years, they're like, we can blow up a child.
We were still, we still weren't out of the age where everybody had to have a happy ending.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like yeah, we've had Game of Thrones and stuff now, so they would have been like, yeah, just do it.
Yeah, I mean, exactly.
We've had Requiem for a Dream, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ever since then, anything could end badly.
Yeah.
2001.
I don't know. Now I'm thinking about that original ending, and I'm like, would that have been better? Like, I kind of like that idea.
I kind of like that she lived, though.
Yeah, I like that she planted his BFF, too. Mm-hmm. She's like, we're going to be okay here. I was like, oh, that's so nice. She better take care of his plant. Damn it.
Right.
God. So, you know how, like, when movies are shooting and, like, there's a whole, like, background, like, and they have everything blocked off so that nobody can go onto set and fuck things up? So, a guy just left a grocery store and saw a bunch of cops and thought he was going to get arrested.
Oh, no.
Mostly because... he just robbed the grocery store.
Oh, my God.
And he walked into a bunch of extras as a cop who were just dressed up as cops.
That's hilarious.
Could you?
How do we know this? Where'd that come from? Like,
it was on IMDb.
Did this guy, like, cop up to it or what?
Yeah, I guess so.
He probably did.
Like, oh, shit, sorry, I did do it. And they're all like, what? This is a movie. He's like, oh, yeah, I know. And he, like, picks up the thing.
JK!
And then they find out later on that he actually did rob the place.
Yeah.
Right? That'd be just so weird. Like, yeah, here's the shit. I'm sorry. Too late, buddy. Too late. But I thought, I don't know. That's probably one of the most ridiculous stories I've seen from a movie.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's a good fun fact.
It is. I try and find them. They're just, we pick indie or films.
Yeah.
Like Willy's Wonderland.
And not all of them are that good, man.
Not always.
I'm going to tell you, a lot of the trivia and fun facts are like, did you know Nicolas Cage tried out for this part? Did you know that Natalie Portman beat out 2,000 other girls to play Matilda? And I'm like, I mean, that's impressive. I don't feel like telling people every single time. Like, did you know Viggo Mortensen might have been in this role? Did you know?
I was going to say, those aren't really fun facts anyway. It's like, okay, cool. Like, it's nice to know who might have been in it, but...
yeah,
they weren't in it.
Things about
right
what
it's,
actually
it's sometimes
happened.
It's fun to hear, yeah, but like it's interesting to hear about the Natalie Portman one because I don't know of anything older for her. And it's like, did this like kind of kick her off? And then, you know, how many salty people are?
This
1,999 people are very salty that it could have been their career that she just had, you know?
Exactly. Yeah.
So, this did kind of kick it off. And then she followed this movie up with When Mars Attacks.
Yep.
Nice.
And then she did something else in that she did Heat with Robert De Niro.
Yeah.
Sure.
And then she did Star Wars.
Yeah, because she was still pretty young in Star Wars.
Yeah.
She was, yeah.
99, so 5 years later, so like 16.
Yeah.
Dang.
Crazy.
She's had kind of a big career.
Yeah.
Yeah, she has, like from the start.
Huh. Not blockbusters.
Wow.
But yeah, Arwen. Arwen. Shit, what's Arwen's real name?
Liv Tyler?
Liv Tyler. I wanted to say Eva Tyler, and I was like, that's not a name.
That's not correct.
But Liv Tyler was deemed too old to play Matilda at 15.
Mm. To be fair, she's an older-looking person. She doesn't come off, like, young, right?
Yeah.
Like, she's even both when she's older, in Armageddon and stuff, she looks like she's older.
Yeah.
Not in a bad way. She just looks like mature, right? Like too
she
mature.
Has Steven Tyler face.
Dude.
Exactly.
However, she also
very
still looks...
angled.
She looks like she's still the same freaking age as
she
was. She
doesn't age, exactly. Yeah.
Is she really not? Is she an elf?
She rapidly aged to, what, like 18 or 19? And then she hasn't gotten much faster.
Yeah.
We got to check her attic. We got to check Keanu's attic. We got to check Elijah Wood's attic. All to make sure that they don't have any pictures that are aging.
Pictures. Yep.
Well, here's the thing. Elijah Wood and Liv Tyler were on something together. So when they were a young age, Lord of the Rings. So they might have shared secrets, and then somehow Keanu found out from them.
There's a running joke about Elijah Wood, about how he, because he still looks so young. They're like, did he keep the ring? Like, is the ring real? Did he keep it?
He switched it for a prop, yeah.
He does actually, he does have one of the prop rings. Nice. He and...
That's awesome.
Wow, I am blanking on names today. Gollum. Smeagol.
Oh, Smeagol has one?
Yeah.
That guy's pretty cool too.
Shit, what is? I have to look.
Andy Serkis.
Andy Serkis. Yeah, look at Sam just nailing it.
I just took Adam's brain today and popped it in there.
Just borrowed
actors
it.
Actors and actresses.
Yourself in.
Yeah.
All right, Sam. Name one other movie Jean Reno is in.
Oh, I can't. Easy. It's so easy, Sam.
I literally looked it up because I was like, "What is he in?"
Godzilla.
Oh, nice. That wasn't the one I thought.
That's
of,
the only
though.
One to know.
Oh shit! It was bugging me because I saw him.
Yes, he's
in the Pink Panther.
Yeah.
And I was like, what do I know him from? Because I've seen him in other places. I forgot he was in Godzilla. So
yeah,
I looked that up last night and I still couldn't remember. See, I'm not fully plugged into Adam's brain. Only half plugged in. But what did you guys think of the music?
There was a point in time, I thought most of the music was good. There was a point in time he had just murdered two people. And then she walks through the door. It was like all serious. And then it just switches to like this.
Playful,
we're running,
like...
running through a meadow.
Yeah.
And I was like, that was like too hard
very
of a turn.
Switch.
Yeah. So I think parts of it were very like, honestly, kind of Game of Thronesy. Like it. Sounded very similar, and I was like, ooh, I like this. But then, yeah, when they're, like, together, there's, like, Frolic in the Field music, and I'm like, I don't like this. Get rid of that music. And then I'd be happy. But overall, I think they did decent.
Mm-hmm. For shizzle. For sure.
My nizzle. Dan Dizzle.
I'm just going to ignore you guys.
Dan
now,
Dizzle was
so
guy
the last note I have is that when she was, she knocks on the door earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
She Morse codes die.
Like when she wants him to let her in?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, interesting.
Wait, so for the guys? For the SWAT team or whatever?
Yeah, the special forces. She tells
that
them.
That makes sense.
3, 2, 1.
In
it, the Morse code for die.
Oh. I thought you meant when she asked him for help after her parents.
Really interesting.
Nah,
died, but
the fake door knock.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah.
All right, so the critics gave this film a 74%.
That's high.
The audience gave it a 95%.
That's even higher.
IMDb gave it an 8.5 out of 10.
That's high.
Very high. And then Googly Ooglies gives it a 91%.
Googly Ooglies never count. I'm just kidding.
I don't know why I say it, but...
high, because I feel like for older movies like this, it tends to
skew lower.
Down. Yeah.
Now, Tim is the rewatcher film of the week.
Yes. Well, it sure is.
Where are you flipping it on, and where are you ranking it?
I'm still going to flip it on. It wasn't as good as I remember. Yeah. Maybe because for the age, you know, it made more sense, which I think is the case. So no nostalgia there. I'm going to put it just above Bridesmaids for me. So Bridesmaids is right above The Offense. It's right above that.
Gotcha.
At number 9 for me.
Okay.
Noise.
Sam, how about you?
All right. So I struggled with this one last night, and then I struggled with this one when I was looking at my rankings because I thought I had a spot where I wanted it, and then I had to rethink it. So anyway, so I don't know that I would watch this again, and it's not because it's bad necessarily. I think it's just not my taste. Like, I think Gary Oldman did really good. I think Natalie Portman did really good. But I gotta tell you, some of the scenes when they're like, "Be my lover," I'm like,
"Oh God!"
Like, that takes it down like a lot for me.
Yeah.
And so it's just like a little bit too weird in that respect. So I had originally had it at my first flip off, but I realized that's where Bridesmaids was. So then I had to be like, "Shit, where should it go?" And I had to be like, deliberate: would I watch Bridesmaids over this or this? And I would watch Bridesmaids before this. So this is my second flip off. But like I said, like, it's not horrible. Like, if one of you wanted to watch it, like, I wouldn't be like, absolutely not, don't turn it on. It's just like, I wouldn't choose it for myself.
I mean,
sounds
that
like a
sense.
Back at it again.
Back at
no!
it again. With Shadow in the Cloud.
Oh God, Adam.
So yeah, I'd flip it on. I liked it. The semi-pervy scenes. I don't know. Those scenes are weird, and like, as if I can escape from those. I really liked it. I don't know. I liked Leon.
Yeah, he's a good character. Yeah.
He's just he seems like a happy guy who's just an assassin. And then Danny Aiello's fun. And I mean, you guys already said the other two, so I didn't bring them up.
And his plant is fun.
The plant fun.
The main
star
character of the plant.
By the plant.
But I think
I want to know where that plant is now.
It's planted outside of that school.
Gotta go
allegedly
find it.
So that being said, I'm ranking it below The Sixth Sense and above Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Oh, so it's your number two
technically. Why? I don't think it'll end there,
so we've officially split off
finally.
Yeah, it took us a while.
Whoa.
Now next week I've got a spin before we can go there.
Well,
you mean we can't just time travel and know what movie we need to watch?
I can.
Well, we already established that. Yeah, Tim can.
No, that's true.
But this next week, we're getting recommendations. That means I have to do a movie that someone recommended to us.
Nice.
So if you do have recommendations that aren't going to be viewed this next week, because I'm going to be watching it before then, hit us up on our website. FlipItFlix.com.
Mm-hmm.
.com.
Or I guess you could DM us on Insta.
Oh, yeah, you could do that.
Send us a note to Gmail.
Maybe send a pigeon.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I don't know how they're going to find us, but I mean, owls figure it out in Harry Potter. Hey, thanks for listening to this episode of Flipper Flix on whatever podcasting platform you're on. But hey, if you want to continue this fun, we're over on Instagram and Threads. Hit us up there. We are at FlipperFlix. You can also go to our website and give us some recommendations. We're always looking for more, you know? Please send us those. I'm just pandering to you at this point. That is FlipperFlix.com. And feel free to like, subscribe, review us. That always helps us out. You can do that on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Good Pods, the works, wherever you're like able to review. That'd be great. And it also, if you subscribe, you get notified when our episodes drop on Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern. Yes, that is every Thursday at 1 p.m., so please catch us there. And thanks again for listening.